Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A quick programming announcement: today is a USDA reporting day, and we will have special coverage of this morning's release of the WASDE and crop production report this afternoon at 12:39. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group will be our featured analyst. OPEC ministers have apparently agreed to keep unchanged their output target at 30 million barrels a day. Venezuelan oil minister Rafael Ramirez says there is consensus to keep the status quo. The White House has threatened to veto a House bill that would allow some schools to opt out of healthier meal standards. The GOP spending bill would allow schools to waive the school lunch and breakfast standards if they lost money on meal programs over a six-month period. The White House said the bill would be a major step backwards for the health of American children by undermining the effort to provide kids with more nutritious food. The school meal rules require that more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains be fed in the lunch line. Also, there are new limits on sodium, sugar, and fat. Australia Today lowered its forecast for 2014-15 wheat output by nearly 1% as dry weather curbs yields and warned output could fall even further if an El Nino weather pattern forms. The world's third largest wheat exporter is expected to produce 24.59 million tons in the current season, down from its March estimate of 24.80 million tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 16,858, is down 84 points. The NASDAQ is trading, well, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the NASDAQ quote, but the S&P 500 is 1943, and it is down 7. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's Midwest weather outlook is still looking very good, with a good mix of rain and sunshine expected to occur in many areas. The only exception for this will be the concern over those few fields that still have not been planted in the upper parts of the Midwest in particular. Showers and thunderstorms occur often enough in those areas to still restrict field access, and therefore the potential for abandonment continues to be running rather high. This is true for portions of eastern North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And we'll continue to monitor the situation, but there's going to be rain often enough over this next 5 to 7 day period that it's going to be very difficult for getting aggressive with field work that is left to be done. With that said, the rest of the Midwest, though, is looking at very good conditions. An alternating pattern of rain and sunshine will occur over this period of time, and we will expect to see the temperatures getting a little bit warmer as time moves forward. Right now, it looks like the forecast is still promoting a little bit of a milder bias in the temperatures for a few days. Afternoon temperatures will be in the 70s fairly often over these next 3 days. A few lower 80s may pop up occasionally, but most of the readings will be a little bit milder than that. Yesterday afternoon, we saw temperatures running mostly in the 60s and 70s across the region. Quite cool for this time of the year. It felt good, but the crop development rate is probably slowing up a bit, and we do need to see some warmer temperatures in order to stimulate the best crop development potential. As we move forward through these next several days, we'll not only see the cool weather for a little while, but we will expect to see a warming trend take place as we get into the weekend and on into next week. The warm-up is going to return seasonable temperatures, and we will see afternoon readings getting back into the range of 70s and perhaps lower to a few middle 80s. taking place. Those 70s will be most common in the north. Most everybody will see middle 70s through the lower and middle 80s. And that is considered to be relatively normal for this time of the year. We should see the crop development rate increase as we get back into the warmer mode. There will continue to be periods of rain and thunderstorms, though, moving in and out of the Midwest on a fairly frequent basis. The precipitation is not expected to create much of a problem for most crops. In fact, it should be very supportive for ongoing crop development. And I don't think there'll be any large-scale areas that deal with excessive moisture or extremely dry conditions. Right now, the soil is saturated in a big part of the Midwest, and certainly a little bit of drying that will come with the warmer temperatures over the weekend and next week will be welcome in between those rain events. So the bottom line still looks quite favorable. We're still watching the tropics. There's a little disturbance that the computer forecast models are suggesting will develop in the Caribbean Sea. That system will be closely monitored as we move forward into next week, and the main reason for that is that there's still some potential that the system might eventually, someday, have an influence on the U.S. In the meantime, it is influencing the second week of the two-week outlook for the U.S. and North America in general. And one of the issues that continues to be raised is whether or not there will be a ridge of high pressure in any part of the Midwest anytime soon. The answer to that question, in my opinion, is that no, we probably will not see a ridge of high pressure in the heart of the Midwest, at least not one that will prevail for any great length of time, and that will help to promote ongoing periods of rainfall and a generally favorable environment for crop development. There is some potential for maybe a little more ridginess in the western part of the country, but confidence in that evolution at this point in time is still relatively low, and we'll just not necessarily address that right now at this time. But in hard red winter wheat country, we're still watching the prospects for more rain to occur here tonight and tomorrow, and again during the weekend, and one more time late next week. The frequency of precipitation will remain too high, and there'll be some concern about grain quality across parts of that region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 729 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. Soft July, 606 and a half, up 5 1/4. July corn, 447 and now 448, up 2 1/2. December, 446 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. July soybeans, 1461 and a quarter, down 1 1/4, now 1 1/2. November, 1225 and a half, down 4. July soybean meal, 486.50, up $2. July soybean oil is at 38.78, down 16 cents. June live cattle, 143.45, down 5 cents. August feeders, 204, 12 and a half, down 105. And June lean hogs are at 116.05, and they're up 75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Seems like wheat is the one commodity that has any oompa in it. We have USDA WASDE report out today. Market generally subdued, waiting for whatever comes out of that report. A lot of people saying a whole lot of nothing. Mm-hmm. But wheat might get a little bump today.
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic that we will find some legs and maybe start a little bit of a recovery effort. You know, I think mentioning the Australian production numbers starting to deteriorate slightly. And as we get a little bit deeper into our harvest activity, which is a little bit slow, I think realistically it's possible that we could see some lower than expected yield numbers. And if that happens, it'll probably be a little bit of a stimulus to spark some short covering or maybe even some fun buying.
A year ago on the Crop Progress Report, USDA surprised everyone by going ahead and lowering yield on this particular month. You think they could actually raise yield on this month?
I don't think, if you're talking wheat, I doubt if they're going to raise
corn.
Yield.
Corn.
Corn. Statistically, most everybody that I've talked to has said, no, we're probably not going to raise yield, but arguably, in my view, it's a distinct possibility. You've got the best crop ratings you've seen in 10 years or close to it. Realistically, we have not seen the USDA make any expectations above trendline yield. Trendline yield at 165.3 is definitely doable at this point from an agronomic perspective. And what happens if you happen to beat that by 2 or 3 or 4 bushels? It seems doable from what we see.
So the question then becomes, does December corn hold above 435 going into the end of the month.
Yeah, going to the end of the month, sure, I think it probably will. You've got to knock down another variable of production, which means pollination. Pollination for most of the guys that we've talked to is probably going to be closer to the second week in July. So cranking the market down from here is probably not realistic. We have really trounced the market. What we expect to see right now is probably a sideways pattern for a couple of weeks, and then see what the quarterly grain stocks and the acreage numbers look like at the end of the month.
We are talking about a futures market, so I'm beginning to wonder how much longer November soybeans can be at these lofty levels.
Arguably, probably not much longer. I think as soon as you get the old crop situation dialed in, which is probably going to be your quarterly grain stocks at the end of the month, and your import expectations realized or unrealized, that's going to tell the story. Once that answer is known, new crop beans are probably going to deteriorate in value.
All right, Bill, thank you much.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 729 and 3/4, up 3 and 3/4. Soft July, 606, up 4 and 3/4. July corn, 448 and a quarter, up 2 and 3/4. December, 447, up 2. July soybeans, 1461 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. November, 1225 and 3/4, down 3 and 3/4. July soybean meal, $486.50, up $2. July soybean oil, $38.76, down 18 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.